Hello and good evening, everyone, and welcome to Magdalene's Closet, brought to you by the Marriage Circle. We're going to do some things a little different tonight. It is so very blessed to have you guys with us this evening. So welcome. If this is not your first time being here, thank you guys for continuing to listen. I love you guys very much. If this is your first time being here, welcome. And please let us know any questions, any comments, anything that you would like to present to us as a topic. We are a group that comes to you unveiling one topic at a time. We discuss everything from the first stages of dating all the way down to divorce. We discuss certain things such as communication, honesty, respect, love, sex. We discuss it all, and we do not sugarcoat anything. But the best part about it is brought to you with a twist. It is brought to you with what God also says needs to take place in the stages of dating, in the stages of a relationship, in the stages of being engaged, going into marriage, and one day prayerfully not going and keeping you away from divorce. Sometimes divorce does happen, yes, but it is also a process that takes place with divorce when you come into the marriage the wrong way, misguided, or misinformed. So we are here to do our best to stop divorce, if we can, to avoid divorce, to keep you in an area of marriage and love and respect, but coming in the right way. So we break down dating. We break down relationships. We break down things you could possibly be doing wrong and may not be doing to God's will or God's way, and it may not be done the right way. It may be done humanly. You know, as individuals who we see things as humans and we feel that this is the right way, this is our way, and this is how we're going to do it instead of doing it the way that God sees fit. Because believe me, if anybody would know, he would know. Because remember, he created marriage. No one can do anything better than the individual or the creator who invented what we're now going into. Now, it is not knocking divorce. So do not think that that's what I'm saying, because it's not. Divorce should be your last and final option. So that's why we are here. We are here to do our best to heal brokenness and misunderstanding of marriage. That is why it is stated that Magdalene's Closet is brought to you by the Marriage Circle. So let's go ahead and let's get into this. Dating. We have so far stepped out and discussed three different stages of dating. The one that we discussed last week was unpacking your baggage. And I thank you guys so much for your feedback, because some of the things that came back to me was phenomenal. And guys, I do understand unpacking your baggage sometimes can be very, very hard, especially with someone you're just stepping into a relationship with. So we're going to call this one today, you're going to step out of dating, stepping into a relationship. How does that look? What comes with that? How does that work in your favor? You know, do you feel that you're ready to step out of dating? Do you feel that he or she may be the person that you can start a relationship with? Do you know what a relationship looks like? Do you know what that person expects from that relationship? Again, that's one thing that comes in, which is what? Communication. That is the first and top key that is going to come in every aspect of your life, in your friendships, in your partnerships, in your ownerships, if in business, if you're going into business with someone, if you are a coworker with someone, the first thing that's going to come into the first key, excuse me, that's going to come into your relationships Every time you step out is communication. If you do not communicate, it's hard to be in something with someone. So guys, let's discuss this thing a little bit. What is a relationship? How do you value your relationships? Is it something that you don't value? When you get into a relationship with someone, how do you look at that person? What do you sit down and discuss with them of how your views of a relationship looks like? What does a relationship look like to you? The definition of relationships is the way in which two or more concepts, objectives, or people are connected. Objects or people are connected, or the state of being connected. The state of being connected by blood or by marriage. Think about that one. Relationship, the state of being connected by blood or marriage. Another one is the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behavior towards each other. So for that one, that's a little different. That's the landlord and tenant relationship that was used as an example. But that is actually a very good example to use too, because people don't think about the relationship between their landlord and themselves as a tenant, as a relationship. If there's anything going on, especially right now with, you know, everything going on with COVID-19 and the things that's going on with these apartments that we're living in, it may be a house that you're renting out, you have to communicate with your landlord. If you're not communicating with your landlord right now, guys, let me tell you something. Do not allow the government to psych you up thinking that you will not be put out of your place. Sit down, especially if you have a good relationship with your landlord. Sit down with them, discuss what needs to be discussed, give them what you have. If you do have the means to take care of your rent, if you have the means to take care of half of your rent, believe me, you need to do so. Do not sit back and wait to be put out of your place. Do not sit back and have an eviction notice now hanging over you. They are waiting for this sanction to be lifted so that they can go out and start evicting their tenants. So please have that relationship, have that communication open. Sit down with your landlord, talk to them, discuss with them what may be going on. And believe me, they will understand. They will talk to you. They will be willing to work with you. And then see what the next step may be. A relationship is a very important thing to establish, but you cannot do it again with those other key elements that I gave you guys, which was trust, honesty, and respect. If you cannot have those other four, keys to go in with communication, then again, we've discussed your foundation is not solid. Another thing to take into consideration when it comes to relationships is love. That is not a part of your foundation, but that is the key element that starts the building process of your home. Think of your relationship as your home. Think of it as your home. This is now what you're building. You've already built your foundation. Now it's time to build your structure. So let's say that. Let's look at love as the starting of your structure. I don't know much about construction. I'm learning. So when you start to build and you've built your foundation, and now it's time to come in and it's time to build your structure, are you building a block frame or are you building a wood frame? What type of relationship are you building? So you need to think about that. When you start to bring in these other key elements, such as finances, such as sex, such as the building of, you know, bringing in kids and bringing in other things until this frame this structure that you're building, is it going to make it? Is it going to stand? You know, is your drywall going to stand? Is your plumbing and your electrical, when you're bringing those key elements in? Because remember, you got to call somebody out to fix the plumbing, to come in and put your plumbing in to make sure it's done correctly. These are the same things you have to do in your relationship. Sometimes you may have to step out a little bit and trust in God and bring forth to Him the struggles of what you're now bringing in. Are these things you're bringing into your relationship going to make or break your relationship? What are you bringing into your relationship that may make or break it? Are you bringing in the right things? Are you sitting out, you know, sitting down by yourself, planning out how this relationship is going to work? Or are you just jumping in full circle? You're just jumping in. You know what? I'm going to take this shirt off. I'm going to take these pants off, and I'm just going to jump into this lake. And I pray I don't hit something at the bottom. Are you jumping in just free wind? We just in it. How are you jumping into this relationship? So now it's all out on the table. You've unpacked your baggage. You've told your other half, you know, you've introduced who you are. They know your intentions. You stepped out with them on dating. You've had fun. It's been amazing. It's been one heck of a ride. Now I love you. Oh gosh, I love you. I have literally fallen in love with this individual. And now it is time for me to be in this relationship with you, because I want nothing more. I want to seriously sit down with you and date. We're moving forward. We're enjoying each other's company. I'm being introduced to your family. I'm being introduced possibly to your kids, if you're ready for that. Me personally, when I first started dating in a relationship, I did not introduce my son to my husband right away. Now, he did know my son because we worked together. So he knew my son, excuse me, as Mr. Terrence. But then when it was time to introduce him as Terrence, the person that mommy is dating, it took some time for me to do that. And I'm very blessed that we did take our time to do that, because my son got to meet him in another way. And by that time, my husband was leaving his job and starting a new journey in his life. And I was leaving the school where I was, starting at a new school on a new journey as well. So now we were not introducing our families to each other as, this is Miss Mary or this is Mr. Terrence, but this is Mary, this is Terrence, and this is now who I'm dating, who I'm in a relationship with, we're moving in the next chapter of our lives. So these are things that you want to break down, things that you want to look into, things that you want to say when you're introducing family and friends, this is who this new person is. This is who this individual is coming into my life as. So I don't care if the person does know your other half, okay? I don't care if your sister has already met them, if your mom and dad has already met them. They may have met them as just a friend. So it is very important when you have started in a relationship that you are bringing that person into the relationship the right way. That you're not just bringing them in and saying, hey, this is Mary. I want you to meet her. When you introduce your other half into your relationship, how are they being introduced? Remember, words can make or break. They can make or break the relationship. They can make or break how that person was properly introduced. Because when you introduce your other half to your family, believe me, your family is paying attention to little detail, details that you may not be paying attention to, but important detail to them. They want to know just how serious you are about this person. They want to know what your intentions are with this person to them. See, you may be thinking that you've discussed your intentions with this individual, with you and this person. But when it comes time to bring in other people into your relationship, they also want to know your intentions. And guys, please, 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 please hear my plea when I say, when you're getting ready to take on this new journey, this new adventure into a relationship, make sure your other half is not stepping into something that your family can ruin. And I'm saying that in the most respectful way. If you know you have individuals in your family who are ready to give your business, drop a little tea in the ear of the person that you're dating, honey, when I tell you, don't introduce your person into that your family right now. Take your time. If you have that type of family that's not welcoming, doesn't have your best interests at heart or the interests of your person at heart, do not introduce them yet. Take your time. Ease them in. Ease your family in and let them know that you're going to be soon bringing someone that's near and dear to your heart, a new love of your life that you want to introduce them to. Because that will also make or break your relationship. Some family members cannot wait to be able to ruin a good thing because their thing isn't good. Remember before we have discussed that hurt people hurt people. You don't have to introduce everybody into your relationship in the beginning. You don't have to really introduce everybody into your relationship, period. If you feel like some friends may come in and may not be the best person to have in the relationship, then let it go. Don't even introduce them. And believe me, they'll understand why. You can introduce them at a later date when you're already well established in your relationship. That way, whatever they may bring in, your person may feel well enough to say, I already know that. Or we've already discussed that, but thank you for bringing the bone. We're good. You know, you also need someone that's going to be confident in this relationship. Somebody who's going to walk into this relationship and feel like I have my partner's back and my partner has mine. So that's another thing to establish in your relationship. Another thing to sit down and discuss. Another line of open communication so that your person is on the same page as you are. So before we close, think about just how important this relationship is, how this relationship is going to affect you guys individually, what you guys are bringing to the table as one. Remember, a relationship is the structure that's getting ready to be built for the engagement process. And our next topic, we are going to unveil courting versus dating. What's the difference? How did you get to the stage in where you are now in your relationship? Do you feel that courting and dating is different? Do you feel that courting is more valuable to the relationship? We've already unveiled and discussed what God says about dating and how we as human beings have unveiled what we feel about dating. Do you feel that dating can make or break the relationship if it's not done the right way? Do you think by doing it through courting, you have a better chance? So we're going to go and we're going to discuss all these topics. But the most wonderful thing about this is we will be having a guest appearance by Miss Vanessa Desnorsis. And I am so excited to have her on, to bring her on. She's probably going to kill me because I think I pronounced her name, her last name wrong. She always has to correct me, but she is a wonderful, good friend, wonderful woman of God. She has recently written a book that I'm going to allow her to come on and introduce to you guys. And believe me, I have had the pleasure of reading it. It is absolutely amazing and it feeds your soul in such a remarkable way. The way she breaks down certain things in the book and she delivers it to you in the way that God delivered it to her, which makes it so much more amazing, so much more humbling. And we just humbly thank God for the things that he gives us. Because believe me, guys, before I get up and deliver anything to you, it first has to come from him. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. Thank you so much for allowing us to unveil to you guys one topic at a time. Thank you for blessing us with your listening ears on Magdalene's Closet. Until next time, be blessed.